B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yes, it is time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the number. If you want to participate, if you don't have time to wait on hold, or if you're a coward, either one, Sound Off is the line for you. Weird weekend sports-wise. So I'm very interested in what Sound Off's going to be like because it's usually a complain line, and the Phillies won 2 of 3. And obviously the other teams didn't play. So let's hear it, Andrew.
Week 2 at Atlanta. Not because it's double revenge. I'm not a big fan of the single or double revenge. At Atlanta, week 2, and they're losing the Buffalo game, and they're losing one of the Cowboys. So there's 3 losses in the books. So Eagle fans need to be cognizant of that. There's already 3 losses in the books.
Yeah, you're right about schedule situation. Schedule losses happen in the NFL. When you play them and where you play them matters more sometimes than who you play. But that's 3 losses built in, and no game, because the Eagles are so talented, is unwinnable. There's not a single game where you go, oh, well, they can't beat that team. Therefore, what will probably happen is they'll win one of the games they're not supposed to. They'll lose one of the games they're supposed to and end up with a 12-win season and win a Super Bowl. That's what I think is going to happen. But you are right. There are always schedule losses in a schedule.
What is wrong with people? If you get 10 games out of Darren Sproles, I'd be happy. And I actually think they ought to micromanage him. He's not any younger. He's good, but he's not any younger. Micromanage him, use him when you need him. That's it.
I don't want to sound like a hater, but 9 games in 2 years, and we had not one, not two, but 3 different callers today say that he was going to automatically just play 16 this year, and they said it as if it was a matter of fact. And I just don't know how it's mathematically possible for him to play all 16 games when he hasn't in so long. And then you, as Booney pointed out, as Natalie looked up, and Andrew, the most touches he's had is 12. So what do you mean, Mike? Give him 2 carries? Why are you carrying a guy who only can touch the ball 2 times? It just doesn't seem. I'm not as optimistic about it as other people.
In the beginning of the last Halloween movie, the dad is in the car with the son, and he's trying to take the son hunting more because the son is into dance. And the son is trying to explain to him, Dad, I like hunting with you. I like spending time with you, but dance is my thing. I really like doing dance. That's the thing. The older generation just doesn't think that kids should be doing certain things.
Yeah, and I think that stinks because. And that's what limits. Think about how many parents kept us from having the greatest actor or the greatest painter or the greatest whatever it may be because they were forced to do something else. And I understand that STEM, for example, is how you make money now. I wouldn't encourage a kid if I had a kid to probably come into this industry. But if they love this industry, I'm not going to discourage them from it. You do what you love. But yeah, if you go into STEM right now, most likely you'll make a good living. You may not like what you do, but you'll make a good living. But I think life should be about enjoyment. And if you can't even let a kid enjoy being a kid, good luck enjoying adulthood, because it only gets worse.
My mom didn't want me to play football. I could have been Tom Brady.
All right. Just play the next one, Andrew.
When I watched Super Bowl 39 against the Patriots, and this is the first time I've seen this since 2005, and let me tell you something. I looked at McNabb that game like my ex-wife. How could I ever be in love with this person? What was wrong with me? I was just stupid back then.
Wow, he rewatched the Super Bowl. You know who I hated after watching that Super Bowl? Honestly, it was not 5. Even though everyone knows I am not a 5 fan. The person I was most upset with after the Super Bowl was Hank Fraley. He got his butt kicked that game. It's one game. I'm not saying I'm sure he pays his taxes and is a good American. But the McNabb had a lot of middle pressure in that game. And it's really, really hard to react to middle pressure. And it affected him. offensive line plays better. Maybe five does win a Super Bowl, and we look at them very differently. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like
them.
What is it? Because I don't like
Leaving at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
Yes, indeed. Tomorrow morning, join Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez with the special with special guests Brent Celek and Tim McManus at a pre-training camp football roundtable live at Riley's Pub at Valley Brook Country Club. That starts at 10 a.m. during their show. Up next on the TV side, Quick Slants on radio. Stay tuned for the Fanatic Baseball Hour with one Andrew Salchunas and then Devon and Joe Torti. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.